This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Classes at the Ellerslie Secondary School to be held online due to environmental issues. The Barbados Union of Teachers wants full disclosure on plans to introduce specialist teachers at primary schools. The Barbados Agricultural Society says livestock farmers are frustrated over the new arrangements to sell pork. Haiti's police chief vows to rally troops to better defend the country, and the U.S. to set up a temporary port on Gaza coast for aid delivery. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Classes at the Ellerslie Secondary School will be held online today due to environmental issues. This was revealed in a letter addressed to parents yesterday, informing them that the Ministry of Education is investigating the environmental conditions at the school. In a statement, the Ministry of Education said that the school will be closed to facilitate cleaning. It said, on the recommendation of the contractor, only the units working on the school should be present to get the work completed in time for Monday, March 11th. Meantime, the Education Minister Kay McConney believes that major upgrades are needed at schools across the country. This was disclosed during the start of a competition which will allow architects to design modern schools in Barbados. Speaking during the launch of the Modern School Infrastructure Design Competition, Ms. McConney said that the current designs are outdated and called on the competitors to be creative in their designs.
We know that every architect has his or her own aesthetic. But we recognize that while there's need for us to stay with some of the old ways of doing things, we need to modernize schools. Schools have looked the same over the last 50 years in this country and longer. And there is a need now for us to be able to bring some creativity, some innovation, and say, what should this new school look like in the 21st century?
Education Minister Kay McConney. Chief Education Officer Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw highlighted the importance of improved physical spaces.
Research consistently shows that our surroundings significantly impact our ability to learn. Well-designed classrooms, abundant natural light, and comfortable seating enhance concentration and cognitive function. When students step into a welcoming, organized space, their minds are primed for exploration and discovery.
Chief Education Officer Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw. The Barbados Union of Teachers, BUT, is questioning government on how it plans to introduce specialist teachers in primary schools. President of the BUT, Rudy Lovell, commented on the announcement made by the Ministry of Education that numeracy and literacy specialist teachers would be employed in the new school term. He says while they were not informed about this move, they have been advocating for it.
The initiative, whilst it sounds good on paper, we still have some concerns. Mainly, we want to know how it's going to be done, the implementation, with regards to these new teachers that will be coming. Whether they will be actually new teachers or teachers taken from within the system. Will there be peripatetic teachers? Will each school get a numeracy and literacy teacher? How will it be done? That is our major concern at this time.
He wants statistics on literacy and numeracy for Barbados to be made public.
The statistics should really be made public, especially those statistics over the years from the Common Entrance Examination. We get a snippet of the statistics annually, but we don't get the full statistics that we can digest ourselves and evaluate to determine what is really the issue or what issues are present in terms of the Common Entrance. Full disclosure would assist in us being able to contribute to any suggestion or any discussion that is being proposed for the future.
President of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Rudy Lovell. The coordinator of the Group of Concerned Parents, Paula Ann Moore, believes remedial help for at-risk children is long overdue. She gave remarks following the launch of the National Task Force on Literacy by the Ministry of Education. She also wants the statistics to be made public.
This data really should be publicly available on an annual basis, including what happens to these children who leave secondary school possibly without any CXC certification annually. The profound tragic learning deficiencies revealed should be the first focus on education reform. These statistics, which the ministry must have had for decades, show that the targeted focus of our education resources should be on remedial help for our most at-risk children.
She said the deficiencies at this primary school level should be prioritized in government's education reform plans.
Let's get the fundamentals needed right first, and that should be the focus of education reform. That strategy should have sufficient resources for neurodivergent testing and remediation of both primary and secondary school, and the requisite level of specialist literacy and numeracy remediation.
Coordinator of the Group of Concerned Parents, Paula Ann Moore. A reported change in the buying arrangements at a major supermarket chain is causing major concern among local pork farmers. Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Paul, tells Starcom Network News the supermarket chain has opted to buy pork from a large wholesaler rather than directly from the pig farmers. Minister of Agriculture and Food Security, Indar Weir, just this week highlighted a decline in livestock production. Mr. Paul believes farmers are becoming frustrated.
Instead, for instance, of buying directly from farmers, Sandeel has been brought in to supply Massey. The issue is, though, that some farmers are not very happy over the situation. Farmers find it difficult to be able to sell their carcasses to Massey in the same way as they did in the past. This has implications as we go forward to the future, because one of the things that we have always said is that unless we offer certainty in the market for our pork producers, it will prove now a kind of a disincentive, because if farmers are not assured that by producing product that they will get a sale, you can actually see a situation where the production of pork locally could start to decline.
The farmers are also worried about alleged plans to import pork. He says there will be a meeting on Saturday to discuss the issues. And there's a need for more research to be done on how to deal with elderly in Barbados. This is according to the Deputy Chairperson of the Barbados Association of Retired Persons Charitable Trust, Teresa Marshall. During the handing over ceremony of a donation check to the trust, Ms. Marshall emphasized the significance of having research conducted on how to deal with seniors, especially considering the fact that Barbados has an aging population. And President of the Barbados Association of Retired Persons, Marilyn Rice Bowen, is calling for more inclusion for women as the world recognizes International Women's Day today.
The fight for equality continues. On this International Women's Day, we embrace the theme, Invest in Women, Accelerate Progress. We endorse the focus to address economic disempowerment, inspire inclusion, as well as highlight the significance of diversity and empowerment across all sectors of society.
President of BARP, Marilyn Rice Bowen. Haiti's police chief, France Elbe, has called on his troops to better defend the country that is facing growing security threats, as a coalition of heavily armed gangs have been calling the shots in the troubled Caribbean country, where the Prime Minister, Dr. Ariel Henry, faces increasing pressure to resign. Elbe has called on police officers to join the struggle to defeat the armed gangs and to prevent Haiti from completely collapsing, as he paid tribute to a number of police officers killed during confrontations with armed bandits. Meantime, the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights has expressed its deep concern over the escalating violence in Haiti, condemning also the attacks on police stations and prisons. And finally, U.S. President Joe Biden is to announce that the U.S. military will construct a port in Gaza to get more humanitarian aid into the territory by sea. Senior U.S. officials say the temporary port will increase the amount of humanitarian assistance to Palestinians by hundreds of additional truckloads per day. Officials say, however, it will not include U.S. troops on the ground in Gaza. The U.N. warns that a quarter of the population is on the brink of famine. Recapping the headlines, classes at the Ellerslie Secondary School to be held online due to environmental issues. The BUT wants full disclosure on plans to introduce specialist teachers at primary schools. The Barbados Agricultural Society says livestock farmers are frustrated over the new arrangements to sell pork. Haiti's police chief vows to rally troops to better defend the country. And the U.S. is set, or to set up, a temporary port on Gaza coast for aid delivery. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.